like said it out loud for the first time, and I was like, I must not be doing something right. Mm-hmm. Like, God must not love me as much, or I just must have missed something that mm-hmm. everyone else seemed to like get the clue on.
Yep. Yep.
And I didn't, and God must be disappointed in me, or God is like, it feels like he's withholding from me.
Yep.
Hi, welcome to the Hard to Hope podcast. We're your hosts. My name is Megan.
And I'm Sally, and we're here to talk about when it's hard to hope walking with Jesus and walking out our faith.
We're passionate about seeking revival for our generation and believe that a key to that is by pursuing authentic, personal relationship with the Lord, even when it's hard.
So we're here for the journey of taking things from our heads to our hearts. So come along with us and we'll walk it out together.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back.
Hello.
Sally and Megan here again, and it's Megan's turn. So she's in the hot seat, and I'm excited. Oh, okay. So we've been sharing our testimonies,
yep. The
two of us, and today it's Megan's. Today. They both were. Anyway.
Yeah, we are acting like these are two completely different days.
They
but
are.
We're recording these all in the same shot because we live 2 hours away from each other.
Yeah. So Megan, your testimony. Oh, you had so many questions. It's so smooth for me.
Really?
I don't know what to do.
That's so funny.
Yes. But okay, so will you give us the word thing? I liked that question.
You said what words are like defining where you're at right now or something, and I was like, control and hope.
Oh, okay.
So anyway.
Okay, right now in this season of my life?
Yes.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Good question, Sally.
Thank you.
Oh, I think the words that are defining currently, right now, this season of life, is stepping back, and I just said this to somebody yesterday. I feel like I'm, I don't want to say relearning or undoing, but I'm kind of, I'm learning just past patterns of thought that have ended up, that nobody has done to me, not my parents, not like church trauma or anything like that,
mm-hmm.
but just patterns that I didn't mean to say it like that.
That's fine.
Just patterns of the way that I've thought that have only hurt myself.
Hmm.
And I'm just specifically like with identity. My identity
mm-hmm.
in Christ. I feel like this, and I think it took like almost, like, you know, like, I don't know, I feel like the new year you just reflect.
Yeah.
So just this past year, I think I've done a lot of that.
Hmm.
Of unlearning and relearning.
Yeah.
And that's been really hard.
Okay.
But also, like, really good.
Yeah. So do those two go together? Stepping back is stepping back from old ways, or is that separate?
I think stepping back left room. So, like, stepping back for me is more, like, practical. Like, physically, I'm working, like, part-time now instead of full-time at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And because I felt like I was supposed to create more time for my life here in Lawville
yep.
to be able to do more things that I felt like the Lord was putting in my heart, specifically, like, with discipleship and community and things like that. But I feel like the other aspect of that is I kept myself so busy, I think subconsciously, so that I didn't have to deal with loneliness mm-hmm. and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I have to deal with all of that.
Yep.
And so, and just being with myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I feel like maybe that's why, is like because I'm stepping back, it's creating room, which is great, but also means I need to deal with stuff.
Yep.
So I think, I'm just, like, relearning a lot. And again, like, specifically with identity. I'm reading this book that I actually read, like, 10 years ago at Elam.
Oh.
And
what is it?
It's called Victory Over Darkness. It's by Neil Anderson.
Okay.
I'm actually doing it with a girl that I, like, talk with, mentor with, kind of.
Okay.
And he categorizes identity as acceptance and belonging, security, and significance. And I feel like those three things are all the things that I'm dealing with right now.
So good.
Which is really hard.
Yeah.
Like, belonging and acceptance is always something for me.
Yes.
But it makes sense going under the category of identity. It made me feel like, I was like, oh, I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
Like, acceptance, belonging, I always deal with. Mm-hmm. Is always an issue for me.
Mm-hmm.
Security is something that I've, like, over the past few months, I've talked with my pastors, with my parents, a lot about. And then significance is always, is right now, like, with, especially with stepping back from work. It's like, what makes me, what defines if I'm significant or mm-hmm. productive? Is it my work? Is it if I go to work 10,000 hours a week? Or is it, am I literally just significant because I'm a child of God?
Yeah.
Ah!
So all that is so hard, but it's really good to work through. So I guess those are the, that's the two words.
Stepping back
and relearning.
Relearning. Yep. Okay.
Yep.
That's so good. I have so many thoughts. But yes, I totally,
that's
wow.
where I'm at today. Uh-huh. This week.
Yeah, right now.
Could be different tomorrow.
That's so good. Yeah. For your testimony.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you?
Yeah.
I think that's what you asked me.
Yeah.
So what does that, yeah.
Yeah.
Bring up.
So I guess, like, to me, testimony is, like, your salvation story. But it also means just, like, the things that the Lord has brought you through that you can then share with other people to point to him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's all I want to be, is like a big neon yellow sign that's
that
like,
away
Jesus yeah. just points to him.
Yeah.
So I guess that's what I think of when I think of that.
Okay. Okay. So then for you, where you want to share your salvation message as well as more.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just think it's really, like, it's fun because it's not one that I'm like, I don't know, I've been like not embarrassed, but like kind of like, this isn't a great story.
Uh-huh. I feel
forever.
That.
But I feel like, who the heck cares? First of all, that's silly. It's so silly.
Yes.
Because it could totally be a reverse pride thing, too.
Uh-huh.
Right? Because, like, I didn't murder somebody and go to jail, but I still was born into sin, and Jesus saved me.
Yep.
So,
did you say reverse pride?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I haven't heard that before.
Really?
Reverse pride.
Yeah. Like, you think it's being humble, but it's really prideful because... Mm-hmm. So, like, my salvation story is just as significant as anybody else's.
Yeah.
So, like, I grew up in the... And this is why I say that. Like, this is what I feel like, you know, people who grew up in the church say. Like, mm-hmm. I grew up in the church. My parents were believers. So I, like, you know, knew about Jesus, all that good stuff.
Yes.
I think I, you know, asked the Lord to come into my heart probably one day when I was... I think I literally was, like, being mean to Emma or something. I, like, specifically remember being like, I'm dirty. Like, I'm bad.
Oh, wow.
And, like, having to, like, be like, I'm sorry, Jesus. And ask him into my heart. But I, like, barely remember that because I think I was, like, probably like 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember feeling like I need Jesus. Mm-hmm. Like, that specifically.
Mm-hmm.
But so I would say that, like, when I actually started to, like, have... my own relationship with the Lord was when I was in middle school. And the reason I did is because, I don't know if you've ever been in a middle school, in a public school.
Nope. Can't really.
It's terrible.
Okay.
It's like just a bunch of people saying different things and like, you're like, what the heck is going on and what's mm-hmm. true and what's not.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I'm like, I don't know. I'm really in love with this part of my story because I love truth. Like, I love truth. And the word is truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for me, like, my relationship with the Lord really took off when I started, like, reading my Bible. And, yeah. Because I started seeing things of, like, the way the world does things and then the way that, like, Scripture said that you're supposed to do things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm definitely, like, an all-in or not-in kind of person. And I think, like, I just decided, like, okay, like, I'm going to look into this a little bit. And either I'm going to be all-in for Jesus or I'm not. Because, like, this, like, halfway in between lukewarm thing is, like, crap.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
But wait, like, so how old... Middle school stretches quite a bit of years, right?
Like, probably 6th grade.
Okay.
So, in, like, being, like, okay, I'm going to find out, like, what the word says... Like, I just basically got sucked in. Because, like, the Bible says, like, it's represented two-edged sword. It does all the chopping and cutting to the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the transformation work. And, like, another verse that I heard a couple weeks ago that was like, oh, yeah, that's awesome. That's my story, too, is, like, sanctify us in your truth. Your word is truth.
Mm.
And so, like, literally just by reading the Bible, like, I feel like my life changed.
Mm-hmm.
And I got sucked in.
Yeah.
But, like, it's because the Bible is alive. Like, mm-hmm. it is the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
So that was, like, the salvation part.
I feel like
that
was, like, me actually having my own relationship with the Lord and mm-hmm. starting to be transformed, I guess I would say. Like, actually living transformed. Mm-hmm. Like, not the old man, but trying to be, you know, but yeah. in the new man.
Yeah.
Was around that time because that's what the Bible does.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's alive.
Mm-hmm.
And it does that work in your heart.
Yeah.
And then I feel like, yeah, I just love truth then because of that. And I love the word a lot because of that. And my mom really loves the word. So I feel mm-hmm. like that's probably a little bit where that comes from, too. Like, her and, like, your mom and Maribel, like, all of them are, like, the word, the word, the word.
Yeah.
Like, that's, you know, that's your source.
And yeah.
So I feel like I really appreciate that. That's how they come from it,
mm-hmm.
where they come from, too.
And yeah.
I feel like that was helpful for me.
Yeah. Okay, so that's, like, the salvation, the, like, start.
That's, like, the start. And then from there, I just feel like, you know, I just went off with the Lord.
Okay. So then, is there, like, the, did you want to share beyond that? Did you have, like, or were you, like, that song?
I mean, like, as far as, like, just, yeah, I feel like from there, I just continued to go with, I never had, like, a time when I was, like, rebellious or, mm-hmm. like, not wanting to be
mm-hmm.
following Jesus
mm-hmm.
after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So then I guess the rest of my testimony just goes into, like, just life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is so interesting.
Which I feel like starts probably after, like, healing.
Mm. Okay.
Yep.
I feel like I had a question about...
Okay.
The first part.
Okay.
Let me think for a second. Oh. Okay, maybe you don't know, but, like, because I don't feel like I have the same experience. I was like, I'm dirty. I need Jesus. But was that just from, like, your upbringing, like, Sunday school, your parents, whatever? You just knew that, like, Jesus was the way to, like, that cleanness. And so you're like, oh, I need someone, you know, a savior. I need someone to help me out of this. Or what? Like, I don't
yeah.
know. Because I'm
mean,
not,
I yeah.
wasn't like that.
I mean, I feel like there's an aspect of that. But I think also, like, when I say, like, I felt dirty, like, I feel like that was probably a conviction of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Truly, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. That is so interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay. And then, so, like, do you feel like in middle school when you, like, you know, were like, I'm going to look into this and see what the Lord has to say or, you know, whatever. Is it at 15 minutes?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
14.
Okay. Like, did you... From there, was it like, oh, the hunger, like, everything kind of was like, yep, that's where it started, and you were, like, all in kind of thing, like, you were saying, like, you got sucked
yeah.
in? Or was it, like, I don't know, was there that, like, for a while? Because you said then it would skip to Elam, so that's, like, all through middle school, high school.
Well, I feel like, yeah, no, I feel like I was hungry. Like, I feel like reading the Word made me more hungry for more of the Word, more
mm-hmm.
hungry for more of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, I mean, I definitely, like, had good, like, youth groups and things like that.
Yeah.
That, like, spurred that on. But...
Yeah.
I also think... I don't know. I just think it's the Lord. Like, I think it was just the mercy of the Lord and the favor. Like,
yep.
to get me, like, hooked.
Yeah.
When he did.
Yeah.
Like, and I do... Like, I honestly, like, I think it was the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I didn't really look back to being, like, oh, I need to do... You know, have this rebellious stage or...
Yeah.
Or try something else. Like, I just felt like, no, this is it.
Mm-hmm. Will you, like, share then... You said Elam was where you would, like, go to next.
Yeah.
Elam Bible Institute? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Will you share, like, what that season... What you feel like it was? Like, was that, like, the... After the formation, then it was, like, the cultivation? Or was that the, like... I don't know. I listened to
Elam?
This podcast. Yeah. About, like, seasons. Yeah, like, what season of life was that? Were you... Was that the separation? Like, what was the... The biggest mark of that season?
I guess, like, I would just say Elam because that's after that is when I felt like I started living, like, life. because Elam's like school.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we can talk about Elam. So I feel like Elam for me was like more foundational kind of work.
Okay.
Like I went because I wasn't really quite sure what I wanted to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like no matter what, if I go to like a Bible school where I'm literally learning just like foundations of how to read scripture, mm-hmm. you know, more truth, things like that, like mm-hmm. that's going to set me up for success no matter what I eventually end up doing.
Mm-hmm.
But in my last year, Elam is like when I decided to like go into nursing and all that.
Wow. So wait, were you at Elam for 4 years?
No, I was only there for two.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah. I didn't know you that well. But yeah. It seemed like a long time that you were there or something.
No, yeah, only 2 years.
Okay.
Yep.
So that was just a lot of, like, digging deeper in yeah. the word specifically and then relationships, I'm guessing.
Yeah, mostly just... I feel like I did just a lot of, like... Even, like, worldview. Like, not changing my worldview, but, like, establishing some more of my worldview.
Mm-hmm.
And even, like, the desire to eventually do, like, missions and things like that kind of came from that. And nursing kind of came from that because I was mm-hmm. like, well, I need something to bring. Like, mm-hmm. I can't just bring myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need to bring something. We just had one professor specifically who encouraged us to bring, like, something hands-on mm-hmm. to, like, be able to, like, physically offer something to people. And I was like, well, I've always been interested in healthcare, so, like, I'll try that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So... Well, you don't have to if you don't want to, but I would love to know, like, if there was a time, this is coming from myself, like, I'm asking because of okay. myself, I guess, but, like, is there a time where all of this, like, you know, you went through middle school, you went through high school, then you go to Elam, then you start nursing school, and now you have the job nursing, and you're still, like, going after the Lord, you're mm-hmm. digging deep with Him, but was there a moment or, like, any time where you've been, like, oh my goodness, like, this is not going where I thought it would, or did you not have, like, those expectations where it was like, okay, now I'm actually angry at the Lord, or now I need to, like, yeah. deal with this because, yeah. like, I've been doing, and now I need yeah. to be, because I'm, like, ready to stop and be like, wait, what are you doing? Like,
yeah.
am I not hearing from you? I don't know. I don't know if that.
Yeah. No, it definitely does. I feel like... So, I'll just kind of go into story mode, I guess.
Okay.
That might help. So, I feel like after Elam... Like, I came home for my LPN program for a year, and I got to come home and live mm-hmm. in Lewis County, which just felt like a gift and amazing. And then I moved to Syracuse, and I was there for 4 years. And then after being there for 4 years, then I moved back home.
Yeah.
And definitely, like, from season to next season to next season, as far as, like, moving, like, physical mm-hmm. places, I felt like, okay, I have these expectations for what this next season is going to look like. And, like, getting my hopes up and what I thought, or even not even, just what I thought it should look like.
Yeah.
And, no, that's, like, right on the money. Like, time after time again, it's mm-hmm. felt like this is not what I thought it would look like.
Yep.
Like, after Elam, I thought I would go, like, into full-time ministry or, like, mm-hmm. something like that. And so coming home and going to an LPN program, that was, like, that's not what I thought it would look like.
Yeah.
I also, you know, have always wanted to be married.
Yeah.
So over, you know, all that, I mean, that encompasses everything.
Yeah.
That definitely added to this is not what I thought life would look like. Uh-huh. I thought I would be doing life with someone. I didn't think I would have to make all these decisions by myself. I didn't think I'd have to move to a new city and, like, start a new life. Like, it's just Syracuse, but, like, start a new life yeah. by myself, get an apartment by myself. Like, I didn't think mm-hmm. growing up, like, I would do any of that alone. Yeah. Like, I wanted to do that with somebody.
Yeah.
So that's definitely a big part of it. Because I feel like that just bled into everything else. Like, the concept of not doing it by yourself. I feel like is a big thing for me. You know, not being a mom, like not having kids, like it's just being, or even just being back in Lewis County. Like I really love being here right now, but it's not what I thought my life would look like.
Yep.
And so I feel like I didn't really recognize it though as just like, oh, this isn't what I thought my life would look like. I registered it as like just huge disappointment.
Yeah.
Like, disappointment and kind of what you were saying in your testimony, like there must be something that I'm not doing that everyone else is doing.
Yep.
Because yep. everyone else seems to be getting this one thing or these few things that I want or how I thought my life would look like everyone else's life seems to look like that, which is not true in comparison and whatever. Yeah, everybody has their own things that they're totally going through.
Yes.
But, like, yeah, and I realized that in a conversation with one of my mentors where I, like, said it out loud for the first time, and I was like, I must not be doing something right. Mm-hmm. Like, God must not love me as much, or I just must not, I must have missed something that mm-hmm. everyone else seemed to, like, get the clue on.
Yep, yep.
And I didn't, and God must be disappointed in me, or God is, like, it feels like he's withholding from me because my life does not look like what I thought it was going to look like. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that, in general, is, like, a huge part of my testimony is just, yeah, walking through, figuring out what was, like, yeah, like, what felt like disappointment in the Lord withholding from me was really just, no, it just didn't look like what I thought it was going to look like. Mm-hmm. And that's different than him withholding from me. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't look like what I thought it was going to look like. And that's literally okay.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that was not... Like, I definitely feel like I'm at a better place where I can say that. And part of the other, I guess, word that I would use for my overall testimony is just his faithfulness. Like, I know that he's walked with me, like, holding my hand from season to season to season. Mm-hmm. I've had seasons, like, in Syracuse where I literally was like, I need you to show up right now because I feel so alone and I am so disappointed that I literally need you to, like, physically show up for me. Mm. And I would have moments where I was, like, standing by my coffee pot and I just felt like the Lord was there with me. Mm. Or in the grocery store buying food for just myself.
Yep.
And I felt like the Lord was with me.
Yeah.
And so, like, that, his faithfulness, like, I definitely know that he's walked with me the whole time. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, separating that, I guess, like, disappointment he's withholding from me from just the reality of life just doesn't look like what Megan thought it would look like.
Yep.
Has been a big part of the last few years. Yeah. And that definitely peaked, like, when I had a breakup, like, for sure that peaked, because it was like, everything's coming together, I am seeing, finally, that he's, you know, it felt like it was right within my reach, that he actually was giving me that desire of my heart, and so when that fell apart, that was, I feel like that was a peak of being like, okay, what the heck, like, am I doing wrong, did I do wrong to make you, like, and that's the word I use, like, withhold from me, is what it felt like. And what it's still, I mean, it's like a constant process of, like, having to speak and learn the truth that, like, he's not withholding from me. Like, if scripture is true, he's not withholding from me. It says that I'm to have every good thing that I need. Mm-hmm. That those who fear the Lord will not lack any good thing.
Yeah.
So to me right now, that looks like trying to work out, okay, for the season that I'm in, right now, I'm not lacking anything that I need to do what he's calling me to do right now. And so if that's living by myself in Laval, working at a job where I can work weird hours and being able to invite people into my home or do discipleship with people, like, that's why I don't have a husband right now. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Because that's not, I don't need that good thing right now to do the things that I'm supposed to be doing right now. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that's over, like, literally 10 years of trying to work through that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I feel like I'm... And, again, like, I'm not worked through it. Like...
Yeah, yeah.
It's still something that I'm... I must not be doing something right, or specifically right now. I guess this isn't really my testimony. I feel like this is just a story.
I like this, whatever it is.
Like, right now, like, really getting close to home more recently, I'm trying to figure out what it means to, because like I said, like, it is reality, and I'm trying to believe that the goodness of the Lord is for me right here in the land of the living right now. So trying to separate, like, reality, like, I am, like, we kind of talked about this, I am alone versus I don't have to be lonely. Mm-hmm. So, like, for me practically right now, some of that looks like getting out of my house and going over to people's houses when I feel like I don't want to be by myself.
Yeah.
But then working through the reality of I still come home and I'm by myself. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so I feel like it's a lot of like reality, but like trying to mix it with truth.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, what like, it actually looks like.
Right, not letting the enemy like be like, na 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 na, this is what's going on. Like, yeah, you're right, that is my reality, but this is the truth that gets to line up with my reality.
Yes.
Versus like you getting your sneaky little paws and lies into my reality.
Yes.
Like, and I guess reality, I mean like just like what my life looks like.
Yeah. Yeah. This set of circumstances is your life.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yes. Thank you so much for sharing that, because I just, yeah, I really feel like you are a, like, I know it's not necessarily new, nothing new under the sun, whatever, but like you are a pioneer in a way of living right now, at least for me, even, that is like a role model of someone that it's like, I just feel like, so at one point you were talking about like when it got hard, I'm not going to be able to like figure out what spot you were in, mm-hmm. in your story. But where it's like, okay, Lord, what's going on? Are you withholding from me? Like, what did I do? What did I not do? Like, what's going on? Yeah. And realizing that, like, his grace, it meets you there. But also that, like, that this is, like, a beautiful, like, unique, beautiful, like, a yes season. Like, he is, he's good. He's working in it. And that he has, like, so, yeah, I don't know. I don't even know how to put it into words.
Yeah.
But, like, when you were talking about that, like, what did I do? Are you withholding from me? And just finding that, like, no. Like, actually, he's got good, and he's got, like, so much for me in this season.
Yeah.
And that a lot of people, this is what I was trying to get to, a lot of people, when they get to that point of, like, it's a decision, and you get to you have a free will, you get to choose what you're going to believe and how you're going to walk forward. A lot of people, like we talked about, I think, in the pilot, turn and are like, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm throwing my hands up. Like, I'm out of this, you know, patience, endurance, perseverance thing. I'm done. I don't have any more to give. I'm just, like, out of here. Instead of, like, I have no more to give, and so I need you even more. I'm, like, having to surrender and let go of, like, all of these things that were the outcomes and the desires and, like, all of those things that you wanted. And I feel like, For hearing from you is so helpful, and I hope it's helpful to everyone listening, because it's like this, like, you've gone through it, but I feel like I'm still in the middle. And I know you said, like, I'm still in the middle in some ways, but like for me it's like, oh well, maybe if I can just hold on long enough, it's gonna turn really soon. And like you hear that in, I would say, in the Christian circles, like it's gonna be a suddenly moment, or the Lord is gonna break through, or it's gonna change. Like, and I'm like, that's great, but like I can't just hold out for the one thing to change and then be like, yay, it all happened, because there will be disappointment and there will be hardship in that season too.
Yep.
So he's cultivating something now, here and now. And like, I don't know. I just feel like that right there. I don't know if this is true. Off the record. No. I feel like that's the heart of what we want to do here.
Yeah.
Like, that's the point of why we're getting together and talking, because like, we're young, we're struggling, we're going through the mess, but like, we're the ones, I pray, by God's grace and mercy, that won't let go.
Yep.
That will be like, you know what? Even if, I will.
Yep.
And I daily am like, am I actually going to hold on? But then I'm like, 22 years, the Lord has like kept me.
Yeah.
Like, he really has just been like faithful, like you said. Like,
exactly.
He's like, nope, I'm still holding on to you. Even when you, even when you let go, I still have you. Like, he has that grip on us that's like, I see you, I see your heart, and I know.
Yep.
And yeah, I don't know. I just feel like that's so powerful what you're sharing.
Yeah, I guess that's why I use, like, the phrase, like, relearning, too.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't an option for me to not keep walking with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because of his faithfulness, not mine.
Yeah.
Because he's faithful and I'm not. But I literally journaled this in 2024. where I feel like I started learning, like, just how much disappointment was, like, ruining my life.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's what had to be, like, unrooted more than anything. So I, like, feel like the Lord kind of gave me this, like, flow sheet, kind of. Where, like, it felt like God was putting these desires in my heart, but they don't happen. And so that roots disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought it was from God.
Mm-hmm.
And it roots it deep. Because I thought it was from God.
Yep, yep.
And that's, those, like, are what needed to be, like, unrooted. Maybe unrooting is a better word than relearning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess. So, like, unrooted that disappointment. Because that, like, does go really deep.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's what hurts your heart and your soul, and why we think that the Lord was withholding from us. It's because it goes that deep. And then, so I feel like that had to be, like, unrooted to then let the Lord be like, okay, like, even if it looks different than what I thought it was going to look like, or even if it's, I don't know, whatever, like, I want you to replant, like, your hope in me, literally, even if it's just for you, mm-hmm. and not for things, like, mm-hmm. circumstances or people. Mm-hmm. Or whatever. And I feel like, but I feel like that is like a circle. Like, I feel like I keep, like we were talking about things we keep going back to. Yeah. I feel like that's the thing I keep going back to.
Yeah.
Is, okay, the Lord didn't disappoint me. Probably I put my hope in the wrong thing again.
Yeah.
Like, I rooted it in hope that this relationship would work out, or hope that this job would work out. Yeah. Or, I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what came to my mind too.
Yeah. Well, I think I totally really and agree, because yeah. that's like, me, right? When you show me that picture, I'm like, oh, yeah. crap. Yeah. I have some of that to do. Dang it. But
it hurts.
Yeah, it's interesting because another thing will come up where there's hope. And right now, I feel like I am very skeptical to
yeah.
hope.
Like, yeah.
I'm like, I don't think I want to hope in that Bible study yeah. because who
knows?
You're,
like, literally afraid to get your hopes up.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then on yeah. the other end of it is, like, if my hope, even if some things disappoint, like, that's okay,
yeah.
life, you know,
yep.
it's going to be disappointing, but to be like, oh, no, God's working it for good. He has a good plan for those who are called according yeah. to his purpose and love him. But that's hard in those moments when things yeah. just, like,
for
you
sure.
know, the rug is ripped out from under you.
Yep.
But yeah,
yeah,
I feel like that is definitely, like, a really big thing.
Yeah. Well, and I'm thankful, like, even what you said, like, with your testimony, it's not just, like, a bow,
mm-hmm.
like, that the Lord has done the hard work with me of mm-hmm. walking with me when I wasn't necessarily being like, either you do this for me or I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
But I was saying, like, you need to show up for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm calling you out on your truth, like, on what your word says.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely, like, lots of questions and lots of tears and falling apart.
Yep.
Over and over again.
Yep.
And disappointment and hopelessness and... Even, like, I was probably, like, 2022, like, I was pretty depressed for, like, a good, like, 10 months or so.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really walking through all of that. Like, why are you laughing?
Because I can relate so much.
Yeah, like.
I want to, like, cry, but I'm not gonna. So,
but.
Oh.
But he's been, he's walked with me through it all.
Mm-hmm.
And. Yeah. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you.
Yes.
Duh.
Okay. I was like, I'm not getting that. Yeah.
Draw near to God and he will draw near to you.
That is James?
But, like, yeah. But sometimes drawing near just looks like keeping your face a little bit that way. Like, mm-hmm. and not saying, no, I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like it's been so clear to me over and over again that, like, if we open our heart to the Lord a little bit, like, he's gonna take that opportunity to come in. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He has to knock and we have to open. But when we do, like, he's faithful. It says when we're not faithful, he's still faithful.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, even if it's just being like, I'm not gonna turn away from you, but, like, I'm angry at you, or I'm
yes.
really mad about this.
Yes.
Or, like, I'm really, really hurt and really confused and I don't understand what's happening. But just that little bit of, like, but I'm still gonna keep my face at least turned towards you. Like, draw near to him. And he will draw near to you. Like, that's what I feel like. It's draw near to him, sure. But he will. Like, he does the...
Mm-hmm.
He's the, you know, propelling, going after, pursuing us.
Yeah.
Of the drawing near. Like,
yeah.
he's faithful when I'm not faithful. And that's my testimony, I feel
yes.
like.
Yes. Yeah. I really love that you said that, because I've gone through that, and I feel like... low-key it's gonna, like, come in a, like, bigger measure, so that's why I've gone through mm-hmm. it some now, is, like, that, like, there's nowhere else to go. Like, what am I gonna do? Turn away and be like, yeah, so I'm denying all of this, even though I know it's true.
Right.
Deep down, I do, and I know he's done what he said. He's, like,
right.
he's faithful.
yeah.
And he is true himself, like, who
yep.
he is. And that's hard, because it's hard to, like, face when you're, like, but
yeah.
circumstances look really bad, and I feel really
yep.
broken and hurt and
yep.
angry and all the things you just said. But, yeah, that is very, it's just very...
Which makes sense why people turn away.
Yeah. It makes sense, but it's like, oh, like, there is no other way.
Right.
There's
right.
one way.
Right.
And I don't know if we desire that eternity with him,
right.
which is the bigger picture.
Right. So then it comes down to knowing his character. Mm-hmm. Because, sure, if you don't know his character, like, and you thought he just disappointed you and, like, threw cold water on you, yeah, I'd turn away. Mm-hmm. But, like, his character is not that.
Mm-hmm.
He's good for it. He has good for us. He's protecting us. You know what I mean? He's written down all the days of our lives before they even came to be. Like, he's a faithful father. He's good. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
So to know, I think that's a big thing, is the knowing his... That's the difference. You know what I mean? It's knowing his character.
Yes.
Does that answer your questions?
Oh my gosh. Are you talking me or them? Yes. Yeah. That was so good.
I think that was just like
story. Honestly, time. I feel like this is like therapy for Sally on a recording. Thanks, Megan.
You're so funny.
Okay. This is going to be good. Next episode, guys, you're going to die. So good. Your flesh gone. Burn. No. Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing, Megan. That
You're
is
welcome.
Hitting my heart if no one else
like
is.
Like, I just word vomited.
Oh, okay. So good. It resonates so deeply, and it's, like, encouraging and exhorting and comforting. All the things.
It's really fun to share with you, too, because I feel like we do have a lot of similar, like, things that we've both been through.
Yes.
And we can bounce off each other and be like, I felt that, too.
Yeah.
And that's so comforting.
It is. And I know a lot of people listening are also relating right now, and I'm so grateful for this conversation. And honestly, Megan, for your, like, honesty and your vulnerability, I really, really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. So tune in, guys, for the next episode, because it's going to be fire!
All right, what's our random topic?
Oh, okay. Wait, where is it?
It's time for a random topic.
Here's our little ending segment. Okay. I don't know if I want to use any of those. Do I want to use any of those?
Why?
Or do I just want to come up with my own question right now? Because I don't know. Those are just kind of vague. Oh, yeah, this is a better one. What's your favorite old-time movie?
What do you mean by old time?
Like 1800, like Little Women, Pride and Prejudice type era, like dresses, the girls, maybe the accents, or if it's in America, then not.
That's so hard. There's so many options. Okay, immediately I think of either Wives and Daughters.
I haven't even seen it.
Or North and South.
What? North and South? I haven't seen that in forever. Okay, I need to watch both
North
of these
North and
now.
South is the most romantic movie I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Because it's real. It's like the Industrial Revolution, which is disgusting. So, like, if love can come out of that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And Wives
and
Daughters.
I just love the changes that they go through. Like, so romantic.
Okay.
And you've never seen Wives and Daughters?
No.
The Wives and Daughters is another BBC. It's not Jane Austen, but it's by, like, a similar type writer, whatever, author. And set in the same time, but it's really good. You should watch it.
Okay.
Me and my mom just rewatched it.
Like, oh.
The whole thing in one night the other day.
Is it
it's
super
like four
long?
Hours long.
Oh my
it's like four 1-hour segments.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Is it on, like, the Prime of Amazon Prime?
No, something? Like, right now you have to find on, like, Dailymotion or something silly like that.
Like, illegal?
I mean, it was free, and there wasn't any weird viruses.
So. Okay. So, no?
Is Dailymotion illegal?
I don't know. No one call us out, okay?
No illegal activity happening here.
Oh, I love that.
All right, what's yours?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, right now, I've been thinking a lot about Little Women. I just want to watch it again. Yeah. I guess probably
the new one or the old one?
The old one. I would watch either, but, like, I like the old one, yeah.
Yeah. Winona.
What?
Winona Ryder.
Is that her name?
She's the actress who plays Jo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, not Serja, or whatever her name is.
Yeah. I honestly like both of them.
I like both of them, too. Yeah, I just want to watch the storyline, and I love, like, I love their outfits, and, like, the little, like, I just like the old things.
Yeah, yeah, that Little Woman is classic.
Yes. So that's just what I thought.
Which character do you identify with?
Oh, my gosh.
Jo?
Well, my siblings always were like, Sally, you're Beth, because I was sick.
Ah, that's what they told me too.
I was like, I hate you guys. So I guess I'm Beth.
That's literally what my siblings told me too, because I always got respiratory illnesses, like, really bad every time.
You still do, don't you?
I'm still Beth. I'm also Mary, but it's fine.
I want to be Mary.
Pride and Prejudice.
Oh.
I'm all the, like, boring, terrible characters.
I know. It's rude.
So annoying.
That's because we didn't get to see their story. We need to make their movies, and then they would know.
I mean, Beth dies.
That's so true. Okay. Okay, fine.
See her vision in heaven.
I want to be Meg.
Yeah.
Get married. Have babies.
I feel like you are, though, in heart.
Lord.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes.
That's who I feel like I am, too.
Let's go.
Because that's my name also, but...
Oh, yes.
Yep. Yes.
All right.
Amazing.
Well, that's episode something.
Two-ish.
So, yeah.
2.5.
Yes. Yep.
I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Thank you all for listening.
I don't know if see you next time. We'll hear you next time.
Share with all your friends.
Yep.
Review. Heart.
Like, subscribe.
Comment.